This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. This evening we're doing our Friday shiur because I'm not going to be able to give it in tomorrow morning. So I don't want you to miss Davar Yafe Be'itai. So I want to bring up the Mar Mekoymos on the screen for you. We have amazing material. Davar Yafe Be'itai, connecting the Zman Hashana, connecting the Parsha to the Zman Hashana, connecting Parshas Balak to the Zman Hashana. So, of course, we know that this week will be Shiva Asar Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, which will be Emirz Hashem on Tuesday. The Gemara tells us at the end of Masech Tainis on Chavav Amid Aleph, going on to Chavav Amid Beis, five tragedies happened on Shiva Asar Tammuz, and of course five on Tisha B'Av. The Luchos were broken, the Tamid stopped being brought, the city was breached, Apostamos burnt the Torah, he put up a tselem in the Heichal. However, fundamentally, they are all rooted in the Chet HaEgal that occurred on Shiva Asar Tammuz, like it says in Tehillim, Vayamiru es kevoidam betavne shar oichal esev, which the Arizal explains to mean esev. They exchanged their honor in the image of an ox eating grass. The Arizal says esev is Rashi Tevois Shiva Asar Betamuz, like the Roikeach says on the Pasuk, Ad Shehamelech b'mesibai nirdi nasan recha, it says in Shir Hashirim, which is, when the king was at the party, we gave off a foul smell. Ayin, Shin, Beis, Rashi Tevois, Esev, Shiva Asar Betamuz. The Gemara calls this Aluva Kala Shezin Satachas Chupasa. Aluva, how shameful it is for a Kala to be Mazana under the Chuppah. And therefore, this week, we're commemorating Shiva Asar Betamuz. We're commemorating the day of the Chet HaEgal. How goodly is it, how yafe it is, that we're reading Parshas Balak in the week before Shiva Asar Betamuz, because there is a fundamental connection between Bilam and his curses and the Chet HaEgal. Firstly, the Arizal reveals to us in the Shar HaPsukim that the neshama of his father Ba'ar was in the Egal. Can you imagine? The neshama of Ba'ar was in the Egal. Furthermore, when Bilam went to curse Klal Yisrael, it says, Ushnei Na'arav Imai, and Yonasan ben Uziel explains, Ushnei Na'arav Imai, his two young men, Yonus and Yumbarus. And that Arizal says that these two individuals were the heads of the Erev Rav who made the Egal. So we see two connections between Bilam and the Egal. His father's soul was in the Egal, and his children made the Egal. And therefore we understand why when Bilam went to curse the Klal Yisrael, it says, Vayashas el Hamidbar Panav, Targum explains, Vishavi Lamidbara Da'avdu Be'igla Apohi, Bilam faced the desert and the Chet HaEgal, meaning Bilam knew that the vantage point to be able to curse Klal Yisrael was the Egal. That's Bilam figure, that's Klal Yisrael's point of vulnerability. And therefore we could say this is also the Pesach of the Bein HaMitzarim, of the Yimei HaMitzarim. So you think it's a coincidence that the Shabbos before the Bein HaMitzarim, we read about the Chet HaEgal? The Chet HaEgal is what set off the whole period of the Bein HaMitzarim. You know, we find in the writings of the Arizal that by the Chet HaEgal, Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned all 13 Midos HaRachamim. And by the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu only invoked 9 of the Midos HaRachamim. And the Arizal says something incredible. The Arizal says that the Chet HaEgal, which set off the days in Tammuz of the Bein HaMitzarim, well, there are 13 days in Tammuz in the Bein HaMitzarim, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu invoked all Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Masha'in Kain, in Av, there are only 9 days. Therefore, by the Chet HaMeraglim, which set off Tisha B'Av, which is the fatherhead of the days of Bein HaMitzarim in Av, well, Av, Moshe Rabbeinu invoked 9 of the Midos HaRachamim. This would give us insight into why we read Parshas Balak the week before Shavas Batamas. Shavas Batamas was rooted in the Chedo Egal, and Parshas Bilam is Bilam trying to curse Klal Yisrael from the vantage point of the Chedo Egal. Again, he was connected, his father's soul was in the Egal, his children made the Egal. This is why Bilam came to be Mevatel the Shalosh Regalim. Like the donkey said, Lama hi kisani zeh Shalosh Regalim. Bilam, you think you could uproot a nation that serves, that commemorates, that observes the three regalim? Why did the donkey say you can't be oikar klal Yisrael that observes the shalosh regalim? You can't be oikar klal Yisrael that puts on tefillin. Why dafka the shalosh regalim? And there's a very interesting idea that the Shalosh Regalim is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgal. If you look in the Svarno, in Mishpatim, on the Pasuk Shalosh Regalim Tachag Li Bashana, the Svarno explains, like it says, Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav, which is the opposite of Vayares HaEgal U'mecholais. We know the Svarno learns that the sin of the Egal was not so much that they made the Egal, but that they rejoiced over it, and therefore the joy of the Shalosh Regalim is Mevatel the Egal. Therefore, Bilam was specifically coming to destroy the Shalosh Regalim, because the Shalosh Regalim is a tikkun for the Egal. Furthermore, there's an amazing sefer called Kasnois Ar, Rameir Varzir, that the Shalosh Regalim, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, and Shavuos, 15 days times 24, 360 hours. The 360 hours of the Shalosh Regalim are Mevatel, the Chet HaEgel. We know the Chet HaEgel was 6 hours. Vayar ha'am ki boishesh moisha, ba shesh. And by the way, this is one of the reasons we explained why sometimes Chukas and Balak are a double parsha. Why do Chukas and Balak go together? Chukas and Balak go together, we could say, because Balak is taking advantage of the Chet HaEgel, and Chukas is a paraduma, which is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. My dear friend, Rabbi Rafal Ansel of France, added, perhaps that's why Parshas Balak has 104 psukim, Gematria Egel im HaKoylel. Now we understand even the Haftorah of Parshas Balak is Davar Yafe Be'itai, because the Haftorah begins V'haya She'eris Yaakov Be'karev Amim Rabim Ketal Me'eis Hashem Kervivim Alei Esev, which could mean as follows: the Asad Lavai, Hashem is going to send the Mayim of Torah, and He's going to transform Esav. Esav, as we learn from the Arizal, Shiva Asar Batamos, that Soim Haravi will be Lebeis Yehuda, L'Sasayinu L'Simcha. I want to mention, in the Sefer Machsoif Halavan of Rabbi Yaakov Abichatzera, he also draws a connection between the Egel and Parshas Balak, because in the beginning of the Parsha, it says, Ata yilachaku hakahol es kol svivaseinu. They're going to destroy us. But we are reliant on kilchoi chashar es yerek hasada. And this is a remez, kilchoi chashar es yerek hasada. Like the Arizal says, Vayamir es kvedim betavna shar oichal esev, that the Egel ate Esav. So the reference of the shar, the reference of the shar here is a reference to the idea that the reference to the shar is a reference to the idea that Balak was coming from the vantage point of the Egal. So this is a very interesting remez to the idea that the Chet, that the Klala of Bilam was rooted in the egal. Now, during the Bein HaMitzarim, we anticipate that it will transform for Klal Yisrael l'sasoin, l'simcha, l'mayadim toivim. Yeah? It's interesting that during the 3 weeks, we anticipate the coming of the Geula. We're mitzapeh to transform the period of Bein HaMitzarim to Sasayin and Simcha, like we explained earlier in Parshas Chukas, and we're hoping for the Tzmicha of Ben David. Perhaps then we could add, that's the reason why we read Parshas Balak as a Hakdama to the Bein HaMitzarim. Because Chazal say in Masechta Soita that in the merit of the 42 Karbanos that Balak brought, he was zoicha for Rus to come out and ultimately David. So, you know, it's an amazing idea that we, as a preparation for the 3 weeks, for the time that we're awaiting the flourishing of the Malchus based David, we read Parshas Balak and the zchus that Balak had that David HaMelech came out from him. Now, if you look in the Sefer Emunas Yitecha in Parshas Balak, he also brings the arichus, the kesher between our parsha and the Yimei HaMitzarim, especially Shavas Batamas. He says, you know, there's an idea that every person is rooted in a certain mitzvah. Each mitzvah is connected to a specific day in the year. There are 365 loisaseis. They are connected to the 365 days of the year. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al kein lo yochel me'esos get anosha, that this mitzvah is connected to Tisha B'Av. Now, we find that Shiva Asar B'Tammuz has in it all the success of Rus. By the way, on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Rus was permitted to marry into Boaz. And Rus was successful. And she entered the Kahal. And she married Boaz. And she conceived. She became pregnant to give birth to Oved, which is the Shoresh of Yishai, according to the Chassam Sofer. So that means Yud Zayin B'Tammuz has a holy spark. And what happened with Rus is a simon for Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Rus was an elevated neshama that the Aur of Mashiach was latent in. And she was held captive in the Klipa of Moav, like Yifas Tayar, until she met Nomi, and Rus clung to her, and she emerged from the Klipa of Moav. And therefore the day that is specifically intertwined with Rus is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is a similar day. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is also in captivity. It's the head of the Bein HaMitzarim. And that's when the Ketev Mariri is dominant. It's a certain poisonous herb which is reflective of the Midas HaDin of the time. But at its root, it's also a very elevated day. So there's certain people connected to certain days of the year. Rus is connected to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. On this day, Aaron said Chag Lashem Machar, which will ultimately be a Yom Tif, and will be the beginning of Ditzah V'Chedva, Tzoyim HaRavi Yiyah L'Sasayin U'L'Simcha. And just like Pesach is the head of all the Mayadois, the head of all the Mayadim of Bein HaMitzarim will be Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the day of the Ibor of Rus. Now, Bayak was a big klipa, and his whole source of vitality was from the spark of Kedusha of David HaMelech who was in him. And he felt this, and he wanted to make sure that this spark would not emerge. And his whole desire was Bima'akev Rus from being born. And he wanted to make sure that Rus would never come about and that Shiva Asar B'Tammuz would never be a happy day. And this way his Malchus would remain L'Netzach Netzachim. He didn't want Rus to ever contact and encounter Boaz. This is what it means. Vayagar Moyav Mibnei Ha'am Ki Rav Hu Rav Rus Boaz. He was afraid of the chibur of Rus and Boaz. He was afraid that they would be Oiker Moyav, and then Moyav would be done. And therefore he hired Bilam. V'yerd mi Yaakov. Yerd is Gematria Ravhu. That's what he was afraid. Rashi brings the pasuk, the Eshiva HaMizbechai Sarachti, that Bilam was Mespire, that he built seven Mizbechais, connected what all the Avais built, and he brought more Karbonis than them. Why did he say this? Because he's coming to counteract Shiva Asaba Tammuz. On Shiva Asaba Tammuz, the Karbonis were Nisbatel. It's one of the five tragedies that happened. Butal HaTomid. Like we find in the Gemara in Tainis. And he is coming with the Taina. Why would you take Rus from me? Rus is by me. And if Rus is by me, the power of the day that we were Mevatel HaKarbonis, that's better. Why? Because when Rus is with me, I'm makriv more karbonis. His argument was, let me keep Rus with me, and even though ultimately that would mean that the karbonis will be nisbatel, I'm makriv more karbonis. This is what it means as shivas hamizbechois arachti. Shivas is Rosh Hashanah. Shiva asar bechoidesh tamuz. Or shaboy butal oilas tamid. From Rus. I'll bring all those karbanis that will ultimately meet Nispatel. So the pasuk says, Vayar, the parasha begins, Vayar Bolak ben Sipar, Vayogar Moyav, Ato Yelachachu, Bolak ben Sipar, Melech Lamoyav, Bo'is Hahi. Why does it have to say, Bo'is Hahi? It should have said he was the king in the beginning of the parasha. Why did it wait till there? It's trying to explain that there is an awesome time that about which it is relevant that he's the king. Ba'is! Ba'is is B'gematria, Yud Zayin B'tamuz. Ba'is is Rosh Hashanah's Butal Oilas Tamid. Yud Zayin B'tamuz is in under his sovereignty. He doesn't want to let it go. He wants to capture Shivasa B'tamuz. That's why he was afraid. Kiravhu. He's saying, let me hold on to Shiva Asaba Tammuz. He says, Ata Yelachaku, Ata Rosh Hashanah's Oilas Tamud Ha'asoy. So again, according to Rav Wolfson, the whole subject matter of what Balak was afraid of, he was afraid that the Shoresh of David will be released. Kiravhu Rus Boyaz. He wanted to make sure that Shiva Asaba Tammuz would never come to fruition. He was the Melech Mayav Ba'is. He's the king of Shiva Asaba Tammuz. He doesn't want to let it out of his clutches. He doesn't want to let Shiva Asaba Tammuz free. Now, one last idea. You know, we've already mentioned in Parshia Shlach and Korach, that which is brought in the Sefer HaYetzirah on Chodesh Tammuz. Himlich ois ches beriya, the sense which is dominant in Tammuz is sight. And Arizal says the evare haroish that are dominant are the inayim. So riya and inayim are a dominant theme in this parsha. Vayar bolak ben sipar. Hine chisas ein haaretz. Vatire haasain, it says three times. Vayigal Hashem es enei Bilam. God uncovered the eyes of Bilam. Ki meirosh surim erenu. Asher terenu misham. Efes katseu sira v'chulei loy sira. Vayisa Bilam esena vayaris Yisrael. Noifel ugloy einayim. Erenu v'loy ata. Vayaris hakeni. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. So in this time of the year, when the sense of sight is dominant and the Einayim are dominant, these are prominent themes in Parshas Balak, which there cannot be a more appropriate Parsha read for Chodesh Tammuz in preparation of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Vayar Balak Ben Sipar, Ubalak Ben Sipar Melchamed Ba'es, Ba'es is Gematria, the 17th of Tammuz, the day that Tamid was Nisbatel. Okay, that's our Davar Yafa B'Itar for this week. I want to share with you one idea from the Holy Ben La'ashri.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.